Hawaii Baptist Academy marked a major milestone with its 2019-2020 academic year. The school nestled in Nu'uanu Valley turned 70 years old. We sat down with one of the first graduates of the class of 1954. Kio Itokazu was the valedictorian out of a class of three. He went to get his theological degree at Baylor University, where he developed a love for country music and a sweet tooth for southern desserts. Reverend Itokazu became a chaplain in the military as well as at Kuakini. He is 84 years young. He sat down with us last week to reflect on his time at HBA.
Well, it was the first graduating class in 1954. Yeah, so I started there in 1950. And that was the second year of the HBA school, because it started in 49. And so we were the vanguard. There were no grades above us from ninth grade on to 12th grade. So when I went there, we started with about 16 students. And each year from 10th, 9th grade, then 10th year, it reduced to about a dozen, yeah. And then 11th grade, it reduced to 6. And I was wondering if anybody going to show up for the senior class. And that's only 3 guys showed up, including me. And afterwards, when HBA became well known, I asked the students that used to attend, why did you leave HBA? And they went to other schools to graduate. They said because we didn't want to graduate from an unknown school. It was a brand new school. But whenever people ask, what school do you go to? I said, well, I went Baptist Academy. And they would tell me, you mean Hawaiian Mission Academy? I said, no, this is Hawaii Baptist Academy. And I said, where is it? Only location, the only way we can give them direction was, well, it's just below Roosevelt High School, you know, where Mark Smith is today, the condos. That was a campus. And it was just a barracks, you know, Army War Barracks building.
I guess when you reflect back, you know, because, you know, now the school has grown tremendously.
Yes.
And people know HBA.
Well, that's true. I left in 54. The sad thing is 2 of my fellow students, classmates, passed away already. So I'm the only one. People always said, you mean only 3 people graduated? You know, I said, well, at least whenever we had a class reunion, we had 100%. You know, and then we would say, well, one of us was in the upper third and the other one.
Well, I guess as you reflect, I mean, you went on to a career in the military as a chaplain.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess reflecting back on the grounding that HBA gave you as part of that very first graduating class.
Yeah, I had mentioned before that when I was at Kaimuki Intermediate and I went to HBA, I had to do a catch-up. I was 1 year behind. And so it was a heavy load trying to catch up with all those, carrying those books like the way we used to in years back. And today, everything is iPad, you know?
Yeah, it's all digital.
All digital, yeah. But that's where I learned English. I mean, the correct English instead of pidgin, yeah. And that's where I learned to study, and then I learned to love to study. That's what guided me. And it was just a perseverance. It was difficult on the family finance, so we had a scholarship. The tuition for one semester was $50. And then half the scholarship, we worked, you know, cleaning the latrines and sweeping the chapel, know, things like that we had.
Yeah, work study.
Work study. So I don't know, after I left, and my three sisters, you know, graduated from HBA law. I don't know how my parents managed that, but they managed, you know.
And what did your parents do?
My dad worked for the Pioneer Mill in Cavite, in Lahaina. Yeah, and then after the war, we moved over here. Yeah, and then when we came here, my dad worked for the dairy, and then later on became a gardener. And my mom just did housework.
You mentioned that tuition was hard for your family. $50 a semester, people think, oh gosh. You know, today it's thousands of dollars a year. And it is still a struggle for a lot of families.
It is, yeah. But we worked, you know, at the cannery. And that's how we paid our tuition, you know, the summer camp. I mean, summer work at the pineapple cannery. I think we all worked at the pineapple cannery. That was a big help, you know, with the finances. Going back to HBA, in the back of the building was a concert hall, and then it was divided in half. That's where the bathrooms were. It was real old-fashioned, the old typewriters. Our teacher used to teach us typing with the music, and everybody would type according to the rhythm, and then boom, 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 type, type. And then everybody returned the carriage at the same time.
Oh, that sounds delightful.
Yeah.
Do you remember what songs you typed to?
Well, some was the classical, like Pomp and Circumstances, you know, things like that.
That's kind of a nice little memory for you.
Yeah, because we never did have an electric typewriter. And then, you know, putting all those carbon papers and was very difficult, yeah. It's amazing now. But one thing we didn't have was like a sports activity, because it was a small school. And so only thing we used to do was kick football. But even after school, I stopped by on my way home, got off the bus at Kamiki 10th Avenue. It used to be Piggly Wiggly store.
Yeah, up there on Wailai, right? 10th and
yeah,
Wailai.
Yeah, 10th and Wailai. Just to earn extra money, you know, to pay for the tuition. At least, you know, we weren't in debt. They gave me a scholarship to attend Baylor University, you know, full scholarship, so that helped.
And so what did you study there?
Basically, religion. It's a Southern Baptist school, and minored in English speech and psychology. I had a difficult time with speech because of my Pidgin accent, and then I had a hard time understanding the Southern drawl, you know. It seems like they spoke with their mouth closed, you know, because I couldn't understand the way they talk. When I first became a Christian, I never heard of Baptists before. I've heard of Catholics, you know, LDS, Episcopal Church, very active here, even had a Seventh-day Adventist. But I never heard of Baptists. I thought it was a new religion. And when I went to Texas, I couldn't believe. Seemed like every other block had a Baptist church. And so that was quite a, what do you call, eye-opener for me. And then I had to work, you know, for my incidentals, you know. So I worked at in a mess hall, in a girl's dormitory, dining as a busboy. That covered my three meals. And first time I ever tasted chicken fried steak, strawberry shortcake, fresh peach cobbler. I never had those before. And I love those desserts. So it was a good eye-opener. It's quite an education. When I first there, my dad was the only son, so we didn't have any Itokazu's relatives. And when I went to Baylor University, there were two brothers, Itokazu's, from Kauai. I was so surprised that I would go to Texas to meet another Itokazu. Yeah.
No relations?
No relations. No relations, yeah. And then occasionally we get together. At least you got to have some rice to eat. You know, local foods, yeah. It was a good experience. I spent 8 years in Texas After college, then I went to Fort Worth, Texas for my theological degree. And then I came home.
How long were you a chaplain in the Army?
I was 20 years active duty. So I got called to Vietnam. I served in the Mekong Delta. It was a scary experience for me. And one thing I learned as a minister, you know, when you're fresh out of the seminary, oh, it's so easy to speak, you know, from your training, intellect, and said, oh, whenever we die, we just go to heaven, you know. But then when I went to Vietnam and encountered my own death, I was scared. And it was at that time I had to completely give my life to God. And that was my encounter with death, you know. And since that time, I learned that instead of from intellect to the people, it's from the intellect processed through my heart and then out, you know, to the people. Yeah, so that was one experience that I learned.
That was Reverend Kio Itokazu, proud graduate of Hawaii Baptist Academy and valedictorian of the class of 1954. HBA heads into 2020 with an enrollment of more than 1,000 students from kindergarten to 12th grade. The school was started by Southern Baptist missionaries 70 years ago. It was back in 1949. It now offers a college prep curriculum.